I was 4 the first time I accepted Jesus into my heart. I say first time because I did it at least 12 times before I turned 16. Better to be absolutely sure, you know? Like, what if I wasn't really feeling it the initial 11 times? Or maybe I was answering the wrong altar call? What if my heart wasn't prepared and I forgot to forgive someone who'd wronged me earlier in the day? Did those ones count? Who can be sure? We live in such conflicting times. Better to answer at every opportunity, just in case. Don't want to mess around when your eternal salvation is on the line. All of this is to say, I'm like super saved. Like, if there is a punch card for Gold Star Christians, mine's been well earned and is ready to be cashed in. There's this billboard on the way to my Nana Knudsen's in the middle of nowhere, Indiana, that reads, "If you died right now, do you know where you'd wake up?" And yeah, I know. I made sure of it. I'm nothing if not a planner. Hope for the best, plan for the rest. Salvation? Check. Eternity? Double check, times 6. My best friend, Veda, calls it my neurosis. That by confirming my salvation every 10 months, I'm basically negating the whole thing. If I can't trust it worked the first time, who am I dealing with here? Surely the creator of the universe can keep track of such things. I told her if she's not going to accept Jesus, I'll have to share half of my salvations with her, so she should be grateful. It's what I know. Salvation. It's the only certainty in my life. A week ago, that was okay with me. A week ago, I looked at my blank slate of a future and felt the giddy flip in my stomach that spoke of possibility and discovery. I was armed with my relentless faith and the proverbial bucketful of joy, ready to take on the world and answer the call. Unfortunately, just like my mom and dad, last week was a liar. So, it's my final night of youth group. That part was planned. It was always going to be my last time there. Only the circumstances have changed. The theater where we hold our weekly worship gatherings is dark, except for the stage lights, warm and glowing around my bandmates and me. I'll miss this. Singing with them and leading kids in praise music is such an honor. It's been years since I've performed my skating programs, and this isn't the same, but it's gratifying in its own way. I'm not a professional singer, but I'm not half bad when backed up by Jesus and my dear friend Ben's gorgeous violin. I move to the mic, my ever-present fairy wings fluttering comfortingly around my shoulders. I chose my simple white-as-snow feather wings today. They were the first pair I ever received, years ago, from my dad. I was little then. Still am, I suppose, judging by the way they fit. I was so tiny, he used to call me his sprite. And we would dance around the living room to his old My Chemical Romance albums. My dad. I shake off the memory, conjuring a beaming smile to my lips, praying the bright lights conceal the fact that it's fake. We have one more song tonight. I picked it special to share with you because I want you all to take care and take this to heart. And remember, Jesus and Meg Hennessy will always love you. I blow a quick kiss, spread my arms, and close my eyes, concentrating on the brush of softness at my shoulders. I press the hurt down and suck in a deep breath to soothe the ache. I'm singing Beautiful, Beautiful by Francesca Battistelli. It's joyful and painful at once. A girl crying out to her God, something I'm not sure I'm ready to do. It's not in me to dwell, so instead, I give the lyrics my best, impressing as much meaning and care into them as possible.